As head of the Communicable Disease Department at Brussels Health and Welfare Agency, COCOM, Inge Nieven is coordinating the region's coronavirus vaccination campaign. The Bulletin spoke to her about the pace, centers, and schedule at the heart of vaccination conversations in the capital.
So expats tend to have the impression that Belgium is doing much worse than other countries, but I think that we're quite average compared to other EU countries. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And if you look at the different statistics, then you can see from one week to another that we're increasing or decreasing a bit. But on average, we are really on average. And it really depends on the registration of some of the vaccines or just the delivery or whatever, that it changes a bit. But I think that indeed that every European country receives the same amount of quota, the same amount of doses, and that every country tried to use it as quickly as possible. So that's why also we really use every doses we get. But of course, yeah, it takes time also, and we don't have more vaccines than we get. And that's actually where it's blocking, that we really are still in lack of the number of vaccines, which is very limited, and which makes that the campaign is not going as quickly as compared, for example, to other countries like UK or Israel or other ones.
Why do EU countries have fewer vaccines per capita than some of those other countries like the UK and the US?
I think it's really related to the context that were negotiated with the different pharmaceutical suppliers. And that's a little bit out of my picture, let's say. So it was really negotiated at the European level, which is, I think, a good deal that we really tried to advance as a European Union and not as country, because then I think for Belgium, it would have been worse because we don't have that much of a negotiation power. And I think indeed that in UK or Israel or the US, that they, I don't know, accepting higher prices or I don't know. I think it's very difficult to judge the negotiation power we have compared to these other countries. I think also that even the European Union did their best efforts. Yeah, you just see that there's a big difference, unfortunately, because I think that we also really hoped that it would be going much, much quicker than it's going today. And yeah, all the capacity is there. We have a capacity in Brussels to be able to do 370,000 vaccines a month. If needed, we even can go higher. And yeah, at this moment in time, we are about not even 100,000 a month. So that's a bit frustrating. But yeah, everything is there. Everything is ready. But yeah, just a lack of vaccines, which also makes that you have done a lot of discussions about small things that don't function because the big picture is a bit missing at this moment in time. On the other hand, we have to be positive, because I also think that 6 months ago, nobody thought that we would be already having been vaccinated 12 or 13% of the Belgian population. So that's actually good news. But we try to always see the glass half empty instead of half full. So that's also something I think that we should look at it a little bit differently.
How smoothly is the vaccination process going so far at the 9 centers in Brussels?
Yeah, I think it's going smoothly at this moment in time. We still see that, so we have the 9 centers that are open. We postponed still the opening of the 10th center because, again, lack of vaccines. And so we also see that the centers that are located more closely to the population are getting really quickly full. So if that's going quite easy. For Heysel, it's still a little bit more difficult than for the other centers because I think it's bigger. It's a bit further away. So there we see still a little bit more difficulties to get it really full. Of course, it's also 4 times the capacity of the other centers. So also the stretch, of course, is much higher. So that's a bit what we see now. So that's also why we decided not to open yet the tent, because it's the military hospital, which is also a bit remotely located. Secondly, what we see though at the Brussels level is that we have to send a lot of invitations to get people taking an appointment. So that's also, if you compare, for example, to Flanders and even a bit to Wallonia, we see that we are already at the age of 66, while in Flanders, for example, they're still vaccinating the people of 80 years old. So you see there that the response rate to really take an appointment and to really be vaccinated is a bit lower in Brussels than compared to the rest of Flanders. But at this moment in time, it's going quite well. We also had some trouble with reservation tools and so on. This is getting a little bit better, and we're going to change that as well. But that's a little bit where we're preparing as well, all these changes to make it as easy as possible to get people an appointment and to get vaccinated.
In Flanders, they are saying that everyone will be vaccinated by July 11th. Is that realistic in Brussels?
Well, if Flanders can do it by the 11th of July, we can do it as well, because we get the same amount of doses. It's the same quota, so it's the same ratio of doses we get in function of the population. On the other hand, I really think that we have to look at the deliveries that are probably coming in the coming weeks, in the coming months. It is clear that we were delivered less than promised in the first quarter. For the second quarter, we are not sure yet on the Moderna and on the AstraZeneca vaccination. So that will be a little bit it's still a question mark, let's say. For Pfizer, we see that the volumes are increasing. For Johnson vaccine is arriving, so the second half of April, which is good news. So it's a bit difficult to say at this moment in time. I think we still have to wait a month. And there to get more view on what it really means. I also read that other production sites are still increasing, so that we really try also to speed up with production. So I really hope that it will be the case, and that indeed that we will be able to vaccinate everyone at least once, because that was also what is in the Flemish press, so that not everybody will have a second doses. That will be certainly in September, October, but at least that everyone would get his first doses by the month of July. I really hope we can make that. But it really depends, again, on the delivery of the vaccines. And then the only thing we could do is that you say, okay, we only give one doses and we don't give second doses for Pfizer or for Moderna, for example. But there we also see now that in the elderly houses that there's a good response on the two doses, that people don't get sick anymore. That's really a scientific question, so not to me to answer that one, but that's the only way, I think, to accelerate even more.
Brussels is slightly behind the other regions in terms of the percentage of the population that's already vaccinated. Why is that?
Yeah, actually, if you really look at the numbers that are really people being vaccinated, we are really perfectly in line with the other regions. The reporting that is done is based on the place where people live. And so we have been started with the vaccination of the elderly homes and the hospitals. And all the people that work there, half of them are not coming from Brussels. So actually, we have been vaccinating a lot of people coming from Flanders and from Wallonia. And these were counted in the numbers of Flanders and Wallonia, increasing their numbers and decreasing our numbers. So that's a bit of pity. And we're trying all the time to discuss with the authorities to change the numbers and so on. But it's quite difficult. And we also say, like, okay, in a few months from now, when we will be, because now we're really vaccinating the population, then it will be less of a difference. So, yeah, we have to choose our battles. But it's a pity, because it really looks like if we're not doing well, while I'm very sure that we're doing at least as well as the other regions.
In terms of surplus doses for people who don't show up for their appointments, is there a list for how you might get one of those surplus doses?
Yes, there are lists. And so what is in place since last week is actually that people, they received an invitation or they didn't receive it, but are eligible. And so, for example, this week, all people above 69 years old, they can call the call center and they can make an appointment. These waiting lists are made center by center. And also the center himself can add some people to the list. And these people can be people with comorbidities that are put on the list by the doctors that are working in the center. And so at the end of the day, when people, there are no shows, or when there are doses left at the end of the day, the people from the vaccination center will call the people on the waiting list and then ask them to come quite rapidly to the center to get the last doses.
Are people showing up for their vaccine appointments?
Yes, that is really quite good. 28,000 vaccines that we put last week in the vaccination centers. It's a quite good result.
What about people who live in Belgium, but they have special ID cards, like they work for the EU institutions or they're diplomats, and they're not necessarily in the Belgian system?
First of all, there are the European organizations that are organizing their vaccinations, so they're inviting their people working for them, and sometimes also the families. So that's one way. And the other way is indeed that people now that get to that are 69 plus and that they didn't get an invitation, they can now call also the call center to make an appointment. And so while we are decreasing the ages, and it will be lower and lower in the coming weeks, then the younger people as well can be put on the list just because of their ID and so on. But most of the people have a NIS-BIS, like we call it. So it's also an international number. They don't know it. They can get the information by contacting their embassy. And so they also get invited. A lot of them get invited. if they're not via the system, they still can be invited.